Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, excuse me, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. O God, whose mercies are without number and whose treasure of goodness is infinite, Graciously increase the faith of the people consecrated to you, that all may grasp and rightly understand by whose love they have been created, through whose blood they have been redeemed, and by whose spirit they have been redeemed, reborn. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this comes from the Roman Missal, Votive Mass of the Mercy of God. And I like to read that on Sundays. So let's talk about the saint of the day. And I'm going to use two sources for this. The first is morningoffering.com. Those are both very good websites. And if you're not using both of them, then you're missing out on a lot. Today's saint of the day is Saint Raymond of Pennafort. He was born around 1175 and died around 1275. He was born in Spain to the noble family of Aragon. As a child, he received an excellent education and displayed a great love for the Blessed Mother. After studying and teaching philosophy and law, he entered the order of preachers, the Dominicans. He preached the Crusades and encouraged the faithful to defend their civilization from foreign threats. To aid his preaching, Raymond requested that his fellow Dominican, St. Thomas Aquinas, write his epic Summa Contra Gentiles for the conversion of non-Catholics, especially Muslims. It is said that at least 10,000 Muslims were converted to the Catholic faith as a result of Raymond's evangelistic labors. Together with King James of Aragon and St. Peter Nolasco, he founded the Order of Our Lady of Ransom, the Mercedarians, a group that worked to free Christians enslaved by the Moors. Known for his great mind and great sanctity, St. Raymond was the Pope's personal confessor and close advisor. As a trained lawyer, he was also chosen to compile the Church's legal documents into one source of canon law, which was then used for centuries. He also wrote a manual of moral theology for confessors. St. Raymond once went with King James to the island of Majorca to preach about Jesus. King James was a man of great qualities, but he left himself be ruled by passions. There on the island, too, he was giving bad example. The saint commanded him to send the woman away. The king said he would, but he did not keep his promise. So St. Raymond decided to leave the island. The king declared that he would punish any ship captain who brought the saint back to Barcelona. Putting all of his trust in God, St. Raymond spread his cloak upon the water, tied up one corner of it to a stick for a sail, made the sign of the cross, stepped onto the cloak, and sailed along for 6 hours until he reached Barcelona. This miracle moved King James. He was sorry for what he had done, and he became a true follower of St. Raymond. St. Raymond was said to be 100 years old at the time of his death, around the year 1275. His feast day is celebrated on January 7th. He is one of the patron saints of lawyers, and he is the patron saint of canon lawyers. And like I said, his feast day is today, every year, January 7th. Today also happens to be the celebrated Feast of Epiphany. And if you went to Mass today and listened to the readings, and I pray that you did, then you know Kings arrived to visit, or it celebrates the day that the three kings arrived to visit the newborn Christ child. And they said that they had seen a star in the east that they had never seen before. And as they were passing through Jerusalem, they were seen by King Herod, who asked when they first saw the star, and they told him, because they didn't know what Herod had planned. In fact, nobody knew what Herod had planned, except maybe for Herod. But Herod was going to kill the Christ child because he didn't want to be challenged for being the king of the Jews. Excuse me. And so in a dream, the wise men were told by an angel, presumably the angel Gabriel, though I could be wrong, but Gabriel is God's messenger, to take a different route home. And I think that they were told what Herod was planning. And so, in fact, they did take a different road home. And that resulted in Herod killing all of the male children under the age of two. They're all the holy innocents, because they were killed because Herod wanted to eradicate the Christ child. So there is that story. So that talks about our saint of the day, and it also talks about the feast that we're celebrating at Mass today. And if you haven't been to Mass yet, there's still a chance for you to go, because it's only quarter of three on the East Coast, or quarter of four on the East Coast. It's quarter of four on the East Coast. And so there's still time to go, because there are probably masses at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in most major cities. So if you hadn't been to Mass, get on to Mass. And now we are going to move on to praying the three Hail Marys Novena, which we have been praying for the last couple of days since we've been back on the air. And thank you to Blog Talk Radio for keeping us on the air. So here we go with the three Hail Marys Novena. O Immaculate Virgin, most powerful, I beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, then to overcome all of the enemies of our soul, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And if you've got a special intention, now would be the good time to name it. I'm simply going to say all of our special intentions. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayer. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us the meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seed of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petitions to obtain the grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you, sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessities. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, let's talk about what's going on the channel in the next couple of days. And I think I heard John on with us correcting me on time. And
how
I know
are you doing
that
today?
I'm doing great. How are you, John? Happy Sunday.
A happy Sunday to you, too. Happy Epiphany.
Happy Epiphany. Although this is not technically the end of the Christmas season.
Well, in the old tradition, they used to celebrate all the way to Candlemas.
February 2nd, correct, which is also the Feast of the Presentation of Our Lord. And here in Diocese of Birmingham in Alabama, we actually have been given an indulgence through February 2nd. So the bishop has asked that all parishes leave up the nativity displays until February 2nd so that people can go into the churches, pray in front of the nativity, and pray the short little four-line litany that has been outlined for us by the Vatican, I might add, to gain this plenary indulgence.
That's
so
fantastic.
In the Diocese of Birmingham in Alabama, Christmas does not end until February 2nd. So I'm leaving my Christmas lights up and running until February 2nd.
There you go. So as you pointed out, Blog Talk Radio is back up and running, but you know, we sure have had a lot of trouble with them. Not only were they down for two solid weeks, but even when they have been up, we've had, you know, numerous shows that were ruined by technical problems, that were, you know, people disconnected. Sound quality has not always been, you know, what it should be. If anybody's listening from Blog Talk Radio, I speak for everyone in this apostolate when I say we've been extremely disappointed in what you've delivered. We'd be interested in hearing what you're going to do to make it right. And I think you owe it to your customers to come out and tell us what you're going to do to make it right, because I don't think it's exaggerating to say what they've delivered has been disappointing. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we're not just talking the past 2 weeks. You know, we're talking about realistically over the past 7 or 8 months, 3.5 to 4 weeks of disappointment.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I'm extending the invitation to Blog Talk Radio to reach out to us and tell us what you're going to do to set this right, so that we don't have to move to another platform, because we don't want to do that. It's a very user-friendly platform. It's a platform that allows us to have live callers when they come in, and allows a certain amount of flexibility. So there are advantages to the platform when it works. And the problem is that caveat of when it works has been very inconsistent. And you know, we need to, number one, we need to see a dramatic improvement. And number two, we think we deserve, you know, some type of compensation for, you know, for our losses, shows that we've lost, time that we've lost. It's not the cheapest platform there is. So I just like to know what they're going to do to make it right
for everybody else, and say that we're all in agreement. You know, I mean, yeah, we've all been inconvenienced, significantly inconvenienced by this. You know, whether it's just finding a different way to schedule our show because of the uncertainty with Blog Talk Radio being down, or, you know, actually having shows that weren't able to be run. And you, our listeners, you know, I mean, we are praying the St. Andrew's Christmas Novena, and we got cut down with, mm-hmm, what, 3 days to go, 4 days to go?
Yeah, they blew that up. they blew the Christmas Novena, you know, apart. And, you know, it's just a shame. It's a shame. So, but anyway, wanted to come on today and talk about some of the things that are going on and some of the things that are coming up. Last night, Lisa Marie Nicole was supposed to have Mike Aquilina on her YouTube channel, but that didn't happen because of a snowstorm.
Northeast.
Yep. So that's been rescheduled for the 20th. So tomorrow, Monday at 7 p.m., Luke
Eastern
and I will be launching the Gospel of John. In fact, I've got it up on my computer. I'm working on it right now, working on some of the notes for that program. So we took 13 episodes to go through the Gospel of Matthew, and really looking forward to going through the Gospel of John. Now, you know, for those who haven't read the Gospels, John's got a very different take, a very different approach than Matthew does, whereas Matthew is kind of like me, you know, me and Luke kind of, you know, kind of made the you know, kind of laid it out there that Matthew's almost presented it like a court case, like he was presenting evidence to prove that Jesus was the Messiah, the King, the all of these things, the Lord. John takes it up a notch, because John's approaching it from a thematic point. So if you look at Matthew's as being a history lesson, John's is a theology and a philosophy course. he deals in the broad themes of what our faith means, and the depth and what we really are charged to believe as Christians. It's very much almost like a catechism in terms of the breadth and scope of what it means to believe in Jesus Christ, who he is and what that faith means. And I'm really looking forward to starting this program. Let's talk about our friend William Hemsworth.
Sir William of Hemsworth.
Yeah, Sir William of Hemsworth, I like to call him. He just launched a network called the Bible Catholic Podcast Network, and he has us and about a handful of other four or five other podcasters, and he's been uploading our programs to Spotify, to Amazon, to Apple iTunes, and all these different platforms. Tremendous help in helping us get the message out there. And right now he's got a top five program. He's holding on at number five. I'd like to you know, have anyone go back and click on the, this was his podcast of the problems with Joshua. Anyone to get a chance to go back in our archives and click on that program and listen to it. I'd like to see him get even higher, even possibly number one. That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And he deserves it too.
He does. And he is one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to the Catholic faith.
Tremendous, tremendous apologist. Yeah, like you said, tremendously knowledgeable, very eloquent in the way that he teaches, and a super nice guy. He just really is a super nice, humble guy. And boy, I'd love to see him get a number one show. That would be great.
Yeah, it would.
So the other thing that I wanted to talk about today is that we've launched our live streaming platform, and real excited about that. In fact, me and Louis Segundo did our first official four persons video live stream today, and the link for it is in the show notes. And we spoke for about half an hour on the doctrine of infallibility. So it's just another way that we're expanding and growing and getting our feet into different kind of mediums. And I'm sure it's going to open up opportunities for us to have other guests on. And one of the things that I really like about this platform is it not only allows us to play audio from the computer, so we could play audio and video files on the computer, but we can share screen text too. So if we're like making a case on a particular doctrine or whatever, we can share our screen. And so you can look at what we're looking at. I'm pretty excited about that.
I can't wait for a chance to try it out on my own.
Yeah, I'll be sending you the directions on how to do that. So, in this coming week coming up, hoping to get going again with Catholicism Rocks. And we're still working on, bringing, Terry Delp back aboard. So,
which would be amazing because his show on Thursday nights is just absolutely great.
Well, I mean, he's doing a lot of great things, and he got a little upset because there are certain boundaries that we have to stay within, in this platform and this apostolate. We are a licensed official charity, and but I think we can work all that out. And yeah, the things that he's doing with Deacon Dennis and prison ministry and all those things, just great contributions that, reflect what our faith is really about. He really lives the message of taking it to the streets, which I think is an important message.
Well, and he's inspired me to want to get involved with the prison ministry here in Gadsden.
So there you go. So at this point, that's all I had, but I wanted to, jump in and at least share those things with you, with our audience. And Merry Last Day of Christmas. And you are right. This is the last day of Christmas, and I'm actually going to be going to Mass. I'll actually be leaving here shortly to go to Mass.
Well, I just want everybody to remember that Sunday Mass is a Saturday decision. You make the decision to go to Mass on Saturday, on Sunday, that decision is made on Saturday.
A lot of times there's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of times when you need to go to Mass on Saturday night if it's what you need to do to make sure you're going to have your act together. Because, if you're worried that that you got things going on Sunday and, well, you know, how am I going to fit Mass in? Well, then go Saturday night. But that 1 hour with our Lord, that is the most important hour of your week. In fact, that's what the entire rest of the week revolves around that.
Yes, it is.
That was the lesson that I had to learn. People ask me what change I made in my life that revolutionized my faith or that energized my faith. And I told them it was when God stopped being the most important thing in my life. And when you say that to people, they're like, what? What do you mean? God's supposed to be the most important thing in your life. No, God is not supposed to be the most important thing in your life. He has to be your whole life. Your
exactly.
whole life. Not just the most important thing in your life. Everything that you do revolves around God. When you work for God. When you rest for God. When you meet with people, the way you deal with people, the way that you talk to people, the way that you treat people, God is at the center of all of that. Everything that you do or say is a testimony. And it's either a testimony for God or it's a testimony for the other guy. And there's a lot of people that, you know, praise God with their words, but curse him with their example. And we don't want to do that.
No. That's why I make it a point to go to confession at least every other week and usually every week.
Yeah, those graces are important. All right. Well, on that note, I'm gonna sign off and get back to work on what I'm doing, and then go to church. And God bless you.
God bless you. And friends, I want to thank you for joining us today, and I want you to have a blessed rest of your Sunday. And I will see you at 3:30 Eastern tomorrow afternoon. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.